Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, everyone. Good day. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 64 on the 28th of March, 2019 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today is Elaine, Danko, Lauren, Ram, Krishna, Carrie Ann, Eric, and Norm. We will have Mr. Matagoro joining us shortly. Apologies from Russ and Boban and Kabe. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Brenda, Steve, and Nagar. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking for the transcript. And Jennifer, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Brenda. So the first item is the Brussels meeting, which, as you know, is taking place on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of May. We just wanted to add this to the agenda to give any review team members a chance to let us know if you haven't already, if you need any help with visas. We're already working with one review team member, but if you require any assistance, please do let us know so that we can help you as best as we can. We know that the time is coming up quickly. The hotel confirmations haven't been sent yet, but I believe that you all should be in the process of booking your flights if you have not already done that. I see that Alan, you have your hand raised. Please go ahead. Alan, I can't hear you.
Hello.
You're very, very faint.
Hello.
We can hear you, but very faintly.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay, so let's move on, and then Alan, if you wouldn't mind sending an email or typing in the chat so that we can help you. And does anyone else have any questions or comments before we move on to the next item on the agenda? Okay, seeing no other hands raised, I will move on. So the technical writer, as you all know, and as was discussed in Kobe, we are in the process of helping the review team to hire a technical writer. So at the moment, we are assessing the candidates that have submitted their interest for their role, and we hope to be able to provide...
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
...the candidates to the review team in a couple of weeks for the selection process. So that's where we are with that, and every week we will continue to add this to the agenda and update the team, because we know that the May meeting in Brussels is your timeline for the recruitment of the technical writer. So again, I will stop there and allow any questions before I move on to the next item. Okay. Moving on then to the answers to the questions. As you have seen, I've been posting the answers to the questions to the list, and I've also been adding them to the Google document. At the moment, we've got 58 answers outstanding of the 200-plus questions that were asked. So we'll keep working on getting the answer to it. There are 6 requests for clarification, so if you would mind please checking the latest email that I sent today and see if your name is against one of those items that requires clarification. With regards to the rest of the outstanding questions, we were hoping that the end of March, which is in a couple of days, we'd be able to have the answers. However, some of our colleagues have come back and said they need a little bit more time, so the deadline will now be early April in the coming couple of weeks while they get the final approval from the SMEs on the answers to the questions. So apologies for the pushing that deadline out a little bit, but we wanted to let you know. But of course, any questions that come through, we'll continue to trickle them through the email list and add them to the document. So with that, unfortunately, I don't have any more updates on the answers. With that, I will pause for questions. Okay. Carry on. Go ahead.
Hi, Jen. Yesterday, I was going through the document, the Google Docs, with all the answers in it. Most of them were organized under the topic, but there was a batch that was at the bottom in red that seemed to be, I think, some of the notes from LA. I was just wondering, in terms of, like, the responses that we've been getting from ICANN staff, in terms of do we still track, we're still copy-pasting the responses that you send by email into the Google document, but that batch that's at the bottom, I wasn't sure how to treat with the information in it. I don't know if you could probably, I don't know if as a team you could decide if we still need to keep that note that's at the bottom or just to keep a clean Google Doc that has all the questions under the various headers as we have it in the volunteer workstream document. So at least it's a little bit more organized for us to be able to pull, because what I'm doing, I'm taking the answers based on the topic and reading all the answers based on the questions to start to formulate the analysis and the recommendation. So I was just wondering what way to put on the notes that are at the bottom right now.
So this is Jennifer. I just posted into the chat the Q&A document that I have been working on. I'm not sure if this is the same document that you're referencing because I don't see the red text at the bottom.
All right, I'll probably use the link that you sent, but the one that I have is the link that I had saved in, honestly, it's a new, probably a new doc, and I'm using an old link because I had saved it in my bookmark in my laptop. So at least I have quick access to the Google Doc. So I'll use this link that you sent now, but this is the most updated.
Okay.
Done?
Yeah. Thanks. And if I could just make a general comment on the Google documents. So obviously there's a lot of them floating around and we're trying to keep them as concise as possible. These documents are your documents. So anybody in the review team can please feel free to, if there's a way that you feel would be more, you know, is better for you to organize your work, please do that. You're welcome to do so as long as it doesn't obviously affect the content of it. I really don't mind how you would like to organize it. And with that, I will pass over to, I guess, Eric and Lauren, our two leadership team members. Oh, Denise is here too. To lead item number three, the update on the recommendations and report text. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. This is Lauren. We kind of went through some stuff on Monday due to the fact that Russ wasn't available. We also had apologies from Eric. Because a lot of work now is in smaller groups, I assume this will be a rather quick fall indeed. So essentially, from where I stand, we have a variety of subgroups at the moment. There are different levels of progress for a variety of questions, which is partly due to the fact that some we have missing answers, so this is just a kind of heads up again, even though there was an email. We do have some answers back this week and quite a few clarifications or further detail were requested from staff side. I think Jennifer sent an email today, so please everyone check if these concern you and then coordinate with the other people on the questions to figure out what staff needs and if we can provide that in the first place. So that's that. The other thing we kind of agreed in COVID to do would simply be to run through the issues. So this is the volunteer doc under point three, and just like get an update from everyone who is on the call. I can see we don't have everyone on, so that might be limited. I hear someone speak. Okay, I assume that wasn't a question. Not hearing anything. Okay. Essentially, we currently have a lot of topics, and I'll just kind of run through, see what is going on with each of them. So we have the ICANN SSR. First topic is the Information Security Management System, and that is Matagora Allah, who are on the call. Can one of you, like, either by voice or by writing, tell us where we stand on that one? So this is Lauren. Can anyone understand Ms. Matagoro?
I can hear him, Lauren.
Okay. So I just asked Mr. Matagoro if he can type his comments, and I can see that Alain is saying he's catching up. So I think that means. Okay. Brenda, can we clear Mr. Matagoro up? I can see he's trying to speak, but I can't understand a word.
This is Brenda. Just to report that we did dial out to Mr. Matagoro, so I can't explain the poor audio. I could dial out again. I'm not sure if that would help.
Brenda, if you could try, that would be great. And then we can cycle back to point one when that has happened. I assume Mr. Matagoro is now being called out to again. While that happens, let's do number two, which is business continuity. Boban and Zarko are not on the call as far as I can see. Would this be the same answer as you had for number one? Not hearing anything, so I... okay, yes, good. Okay, so this is still under work. Number three is the assessment of ICANN's risk management and methodology. That is Boban, Carrie-Anne, Sarko, and myself. I think with this one, we have started working on it. We do have outstanding questions on that one. We have drafted at least a level, of recommendation type wording, but we'll be waiting for the answers to the questions. And I know Carrie-Anne's on the call, so if you have any other points on that one, please speak up. Okay, nothing. Number four is security incident and response process. That is Scott and the rule, not on the call, so we're just moving on. Number five was
the host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Number five is assessment of internal security, stability, and resiliency of ICANN's operating process and services. This is Carrie-Anne, Russ, and Naveed. Naveed and Carrie-Anne, can you comment on that one?
We haven't started it yet. I know that I've been looking at the answers coming in, but Naveed and I haven't had the opportunity to meet as yet. Naveed, is he on the call?
Yes.
Okay. No, I can't see because I've dialed in. My app is giving trouble. Some of the others that started to look at, like, for example, the SLA and some of the others that we're part of, I think probably by next week, you and I could try and meet and start to formulate the recommendations.
Okay, yeah. So Naveed is typing in chat, Carrie-Anne, that you haven't synchronized, and he had a look at the answers. So if you could push ahead next week get something started, that would be great. Okay, and then obviously Russ is on this too, and I'm sure he will be happy to join in because he should be back from his meeting next week. Okay, number six, that is an assessment. Just a note on last topic is that Russ asked to have Carrie-Anne and Naveed have a stab at this one. Okay, and number six is the assessment of how effectively ICANN has implemented its process around vetting registry operators and services concerning the new GTLD deletion and transition process. Delegation. This is Norm, who I think is on the call, and Ram as well. So if you could give us a quick update on that one.
Yeah, this is Norm. There's no change since the ICANN meeting. We're still waiting for responses to complete this.
Okay, thank you very much. I guess we'll just cycle back to this until we have answers and you can give us the same answer every week. And last one on the ICANN SSR is perform an assessment of how effectively ICANN has implemented its processes to ensure compliance regarding registrar agreements and the consensus policies. This is Denise, Carrie-Anne, and Sarko. So Denise and Carrie-Anne are both on, so if you could give us an update, that would be great.
Hey, this is Denise. Can you hear?
Yes, Denise.
Yep. Okay. No. We have made no further progress on this as of this call.
Okay. Just so we know, is this due to the fact that there are 12 questions outstanding according to the Google Doc, or is it just you haven't been able to kind of meet up?
Both. I mean, we haven't gotten together on it.
Mr. Matagoro, you're now connected into the meeting.
In part, okay, the questions are outstanding. I think we just need to decide whether we're able to move forward or in any event, or does staff have any update on the questions or?
So we had a general update. I'm not sure when you joined, Denise. So a lot should be coming in like this or, sorry, next week, essentially. This was the kind of general thing. I can see Mr. Matagoro is back. So we would quickly cycle back to number one, which is the information security management system. Mr. Matagoro, you had comments before, but we couldn't understand anything. Could you voice these now, if possible?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining, and what I can say is that I saw a number of response on the questions that we have posed during our face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles. So what we have done is that we tried to work on how we compile those, and then with a group member, with Dennis and others, so that we can work on the report. So I think that's what the progress I've seen so far.
Thank you very much. When do you think will we kind of be able to kind of look at something like a week from now, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just so we have an idea of where we stand?
Okay. So maybe we can try to digest with Dennis, and so that at least by the next meeting we have something we present on the progress.
Okay, thank you very much. That's great. And again, glad you were able to comment on that after the technical issues. So the second one we have to go through is the DNS SSR. I know there is a lot of topics, so I'll try to run through this very quickly. There's data sharing and data release, which is a KC's thing. KC's not on the Also, oh no, KC is on the call now. KC, could you comment on the data sharing and data release in the DNS SSR? So how far that work is, where we're standing? I can see Denise, KC typing. Okay, while KC is typing, I'll just go through a few and cycle back. The disaster recovery plan, Boban and Sarko are not on the call, so we cannot get an update on that one. Name collision is Denise and Eric. And before I hand over, KC just noted no audio, but should be able to finish by next week, which is great. Thank you, KC. So Denise and Eric, can you, one of you give us some idea of what's happening with the name collision topic?
Hey, Eric,
go ahead, Denise. Thank you.
Yeah, Eric and I have another chance to think, after Japan on this. But we should be able to in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much. The next three, I'm on each of them, so I'll go through that. So this is root zone change management, TLD label management, and an SDS record management. This is always Boban, Sarko, and myself. Essentially, we got some replies back yesterday or today. We have more information now, which is great. We will have to connect on if we have any follow-ups or if we're happy with what is happening. I'll make sure to speak to Boban and Sarko via email, see if we can do something on that. The next section is root service system. So that's, for example, LRoot. The best practice on system hardening of LRoot, we have got Anna and Naveed. So if one of you could give us an update where we stand on that aspect, please go ahead. If one of you is talking, I cannot hear you. Am I still on the call?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. So I assume there is I can see Naveed is typing. So Naveed, I can see audio not through. If you could just type it and I'll cycle back as soon as you've typed it up. So Naveed is saying, working on this one. So I assume this is underway and we'll just cycle back to it next week or the week after. Comment on the RFSAC document around proposed governance model for the root server environment. This is KC, Anna, and Naveed. Where do we stand on that one? Is this also a work in progress? Okay. I can see Naveed is typing. Currently the document, at least one person on this has not read it yet. So please alert Naveed and KC, if you're able to, please kind of coordinate, have a look at it and see if we have to do something on this. Section 3, alternate root. I can see KC is typing as we're moving to a new section. Okay, KC just said definitely. Thank you very much. Okay, section 3, alternate routes, accountability and transparency with respect to risk and benefits. Annual report, this is Eric and Naveed. Could one of you let us know where we stand with this one? Eric is typing. Okay, so this is another one meeting or chat was possible yet. So please go ahead and try to coordinate. Section 4 now, which is the SSR measurements. There is SLA compliance, which is only Carrie-Anne. Carrie-Anne, can you let us know what's going on with this one, or if you need help, maybe, because you seem to be alone there?
I am in the process. I've drafted 2 recommendations, but the thing that I will need help with, once I'm finished, I'm going to send the analysis and all the annexes but to support the analysis with the recommendation to circulate to the group for everyone to judge that. The observation I'm having, which I plan to speak to Ross and Denise and I think some other persons in the compliance work stream, is that there seems to be synergy with some aspect of it. I don't know if you would recall that in the future challenges section, we do have a compliance line of questions that we ask, and I think some of it is relevant to the SLA part of it in terms of how we actually ensure compliance going forward generally. So I'm making notes in the recommendation for persons from that work stream to consider, because I think the answers has helped me for the SLA part of it. And I think we could draw some references for the future challenge recommendations as well. So it's in train. I can't promise next week, but as soon as it's ready, I'll circulate it.
Thanks a lot, Carrie-Anne, particularly for doing this on your own. One or 2 weeks, I think, is totally fine. The next one is propagation, delay, and consistency of changes of some contents across name service. I have Eric in Delete, joined by Casey. Eric, can you give us an update on that one? Eric is typing, and there is no progress on that one, so please go ahead and connect when you can. The next one is on IANA. This is Scott, who is not on the call, so no update for that one. Identify key performance indicators for SSR measurements. Eric, I can see you're typing. I'm just standing by because Eric is also the lead for the KPI for SSR measurements. Thank you. Okay. So a number of these... No, Eric, this is what I was asking for. Okay, so there are recommendations in, like draft recommendations in text form there for those two, if I understand correctly. Great. Thanks a lot, Eric. Slight misunderstanding. Okay, section 5, namespace, please. Transparency with respect to abuse. Norm, you're in the lead for that, and Denise, KC, and Mr. Matagora on that too. Can you give us a quick update where we are on that one?
Sorry, struggling with Adobe Connect. I got a new laptop. No further update on that one.
Okay. So it would be good if you can, let us know next week or the week thereafter, essentially, if anything has to happen on that one. The next one is reactive versus proactive compliance, one of complaints response, data-driven priorities, proactive anti-abuse by registrars and registries. This is Denise in the lead with Carrie-Anne, Norm, Eric, and myself. Denise, do you want to take a stab at where we stand with this one?
I'm sorry, Lauren, I'm just on the phone. I'm not in Adobe. Could you repeat that?
Okay.
My phone cut out.
Okay, so this is the reactive versus proactive compliance as part of the namespace abuse.
This is
essentially the anti-abuse stuff.
Yeah, and we had in Japan, we had discussed addressing, bringing a few of these compliance-related ones together and having a discussion with ICANN compliance, which we've been trading some emails on. So,
mm-hmm.
So it'll be progressed, I think, in conjunction with the other compliance item. And I think that discussion with compliance is pending.
So this is Lauren again. Thank you, Denise. As I'm also on the group, this is essentially what it looks like. And the leadership gives ICANN compliance a big stick to lead abuse. Remediation is essentially same issue. So we'll just gloss over that one. IDN domain names, glyph phishing is Russ in the lead with me and Sarko helping, as both of them are not here. I can say that we have written two draft recommendations on that one, and we have reached out to together with KC, actually, to a person at Google, and they have done like a lot of research into how this works, and they were kind enough to share some information, but this is unlikely to completely change the recommendations. Software interoperability is section 6. test bed of software variants, name servers, resolvers, et cetera, for regression testing. Eric is in the lead with me. Eric, do you want to comment on that one, or should I take it because you're not on audio?
No, I'm on audio. I've just been trying to save the pipes. But, you and I had a good conversation at 64, and I took a bunch of notes that I haven't transcribed yet. So I think that's probably why my name is bolded on this one. So I do owe us to transcribe those notes, and I can put forward to you sort of a suggestion of how we go forward in writing, and then we can sort of iterate if that's okay with you.
Perfect. All right, that's great. So, please go ahead just doing that. The last one of number two is the domain name hijacking protection. Sarko is our pen holder, but unfortunately not here. Also, Denise, Norm, Eric, and Boban are on this one. Anyone can make any comments on that one, or should we wait till Sarko is off the call?
Yeah, I think we should wait for Sarko.
Okay, thank you, Denise. Noam is just saying we need to construct and formalize questions with regards to compliance. I assume, Noam, this is meant to relate to our call with ICANN compliance. Is that correct?
Yeah, so during the ICANN meeting, we tried to take the opportunity to meet with compliance. That didn't work. So with the back and forth and emails, it appears we need to construct and formalize questions.
Okay.
Which is going to quite a bit.
I'll take that as my action item and email everyone on that one. Make sure we get something together. So that's already written down, and I'll do that. Future challenges, so we're nearly done. we have the coalescence of registrars, registry backend operators for multiple TLDs as a topic. Eric is holding the pen, helped by Denise, Norm, and Boban. Is there anything we can say about that one?
I'm sorry, where are we again? I'm sorry, I'm trying to find us.
So this is future challenges point one. Coalescence of registrars, registry, backend operators for multiple TLDs.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So I looked at the clarification, or I think I looked at the clarifications because I'm not seeing them in the questions doc, but I kind of pulled something up in email, so I definitely might have missed something. But it looked to me like that we asked a couple questions and we got back we need you to clarify. What do you want to know? not sure what to do with that. So there's an IAB statement out about coalescence, and I think maybe we can just write from that. So I think playing back and forth with questions with the staff is probably not going to be the best use of our time. So at this point, I think if they don't have any more answers for us, then we can just write it based on prevailing winds in the operational community and in the IAB.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much. So access to data and information, research and important abuse and attack vectors. I am responsible for that one. According to the document, to go with Norm, Denise, Eric, Scott, Mr. Matagoro, and KC. So I think this also relates to data sharing and data release to some extent. I know we had discussions about this one, and there are draft recommendations that are informed by these discussions, but we still have something outstanding, and I think it's one of those where we have to sit down once a few other things are in and kind of see how they can be combined and dealt with. Next point is the new crypto systems in DNSSEC, so this would be like elliptic curves, potentially other solutions, obviously. And this is Eric Russ, who is not on the call, and the kind of pen holder, Ram, myself, and Anna.
Yes.
I am not sure where we stand on that one.
On the ICF right now, I know they're discussing this. I know they're discussing this right now at the IETF.
Okay, so that makes sense to kind of move on and cycle back to this one after the IETF.
Yeah, so those conversations ended at like 5 a.m. This morning, but they're discussing more broadly the KSK rollover. This is sort of focused on the crypto systems. I think Russ had asked if Elaine could do a pass at writing something about ECC. So trying to not speak for Russ, but trying to channel him remotely, I think that was the most notable outstanding item on this one that I recall.
Yes, Eric. So this is Lauren. Yes, I remember we had a discussion about that. So Alain, if you could kind of check what Russ needed there and cycle back to us, that would be great. The next one is new uses for DNS, IoT, etc. Alain, I can see you're typing. Okay, noted. Thank you very much, Alain. New uses for IoT, Carrie-Anne, you're the pan holder, helped by Eric, myself, and David. Where do we stand on that one?
We haven't started, and I think, Lauren, it's a good interjection, just to say that, remember, future challenges, we're still trying to finalize some of the things above. Even with the IoT and some of the work that I think Boban and Darko are doing in, like, the work streams, DNS, SSR, I think will impact on the IoT aspect of as well, but we haven't started yet, but I think once we're kind of finalizing with that, a lot of us would be freed up to work on those as well, because I think there's so many cross-pollination of person. It's now just kind of streamlining and finishing up the ones that have begun and then probably work on the ones that haven't started yet. Just an observation.
Yes, thank you, Carrie-Anne, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with the data stuff, where I also said, well, we probably have to wait, and that's totally fine. Alternate naming systems was Norm, myself, and Eric, who is holding the pen on this one. Eric?
Yeah, there's a lot going on this that is sort of slightly askew to some stuff that I think we've talked about, so I was hoping to just put a pin in it for about a week or two to just sort of see if I can kind of coalesce what's going on with a couple things research-wise. But as it's future and it's at alternate namings, there's an interesting nexus that may be forming that would make for some, I think, potentially impactful text.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Eric. Root service system protection, assess threatscape of top threats. This is Carrie-Anne, Eric, Norm, myself, and Narul. Narul is not on the call. We have one outstanding question, and I think it's one of those where we're also kind of waiting on what else is coming up and what else is coming out of previous discussions, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm mistaken, please, someone else tell me I'm wrong. No one's. Eric is typing. Okay. While Eric is typing, I'll speak to the privacy protections. So this is Carrie-Anne, Eric, Norm, myself, and the role. Eric is holding the pen on that one. So I'll wait for him to finish his comments. Okay, so for the root server system protection, Eric is asking if Narul has been pinged, if he's aware of this. I am not sure about that. And Eric, if you're already typing the privacy protections, I think it's also we're kind of waiting for previous topics. Is that correct?
Hi, this is Carrie. I think we got a whole bunch of responses on the privacy bit of it that I found, because I was looking at that yesterday and I created like a separate Word doc with that, but we have quite a bit of responses on that.
Yes, I think we got a lot of stuff back, so we should probably...
Yeah, we did. We should be able to start looking at that soon, and it wouldn't affect any other work, I think, happening.
Okay.
But we have quite a bit, yeah. We should start that.
Thank you, Carrie-Anne. Eric, would you be so kind as the pen holder to email Carrie-Anne, Norm, Nurul, and myself on that one? And as Eric said... staff, if we could have an email to Nurul reminding him that he's in charge of the food service system protection, that would be great. Other than that, do we have any other points on the team update on drafting recommendations in the report text? So from where I think we stand, it's that things are happening, obviously, after COVID. Some people have not been able to meet yet. Some of the questions only came back this week. And I think what we can say is just everyone kind of have a look at the ones where you're involved, check out what's going on so that by next week we can just go through this again and kind of see, okay, this is this one, we're waiting on something, this is what's going on, that would be great. Any comments on that one? If not, I would like to move on to any other business. Not hearing anything. Anyone for any other business? Okay, going once, going twice. Yep, I guess any other business is done. Okay, so could we confirm action items and decisions reached?
Thanks, Lauren. This is Jennifer. So the two action items are, Lauren, to take the lead to coordinate with the group to develop and formalize questions for the compliance item, and then staff to contact Nurul to remind him that he's a lead volunteer for the future challenges topic on root service system protection. Let me know if there's anything that I missed or if anybody has any edits. Thank you.
So just, you didn't miss that one, Jennifer, but I think out of what I said, if you could, because a lot of people were not on the call, just send an email round to remind everyone to please check the volunteer documents, see where they're kind of involved, and kind of check what's going on and provide an update on next week's call. That would be great, I think. And other than that, thank you, everybody, for attending. I thought this would be a short call. It wasn't in the end, so sorry for not giving time back to your schedule. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.